Hey y'all, hey, it's your girl Brandy Janae, aka Queen B, and we are back with another episode of Who Asked for This Podcast? And you already know the deal. Who asked for this podcast? Absolutely nobody, but I'm gonna give it to you anyway. You know how I do. So on this episode of Who Asked for This, we are talking Queen's Court, okay? So spoiler alert, if you have not seen all of the episodes, and if you are waiting until the last episode to want to know what happened, get off this episode of this podcast right now, because I'm absolutely going into detail. I'm absolutely telling all the spoilers that I can even remember, and I absolutely want all my time back. So if you're still waiting, because Bravo is playing the episodes week by week, I think on Sundays, and I think they're on episode 2. However, Peacock has released all of the episodes, so you can see all 10 in 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 5 days, whatever you decide. I've seen them all. I want my time back. Okay? So let that be a little spoiler into what we're getting into in the rest of this episode. Because if you are waiting for the rest of the episodes to play out before you know what the outcomes are, get off this podcast. If you don't mind, then you keep on listening, because we're about to get into it in 5, 4, 3, 2. Queen's Court don't ever need to come back on again, as far as I'm concerned. After this past season, I was just really like, what is the reason? Why are we here? I want my 10 hours back, because this was a waste of everybody's time involved. Mine, yours, the cameraman, the producer, poor Holly and Robert P. What's her husband's name? Both of them wasted their time. The queens, just everybody involved. All of the people's time has been wasted. All of the people's time. Okay. Now, the queens this season are Lisa Ray, Kay Michelle, and Delicious. Or London. Delicious, we were introduced to Delicious with Flavor of Love many, many moons ago. And she had a brief marriage with Raymond Santana, who is one of the Exonerated Five, okay? I knew that their marriage wasn't going to last when it was announced that they were getting married, number one. And then number two, they did do, I think it was like couples therapy on VH1. But even then, it was just, yeah, you're not gonna make it. And so I wasn't surprised. However, Delicious said he went like straight no contact. Like, that's how she found out they was getting a divorce. He just moved out, honey, and she ain't heard from him since. Which, that's a little immature and bogus for a grown man to act like that. However, to her point, she says, well, he did the first thing to his first wife. And I just thought to myself, you know, that's the thing that women really don't pick up on, is the fact that people do tell you who they are. They tell you who they are. They show you who they are. And yet we like to believe something different. Because if he did that to a previous wife, I think for me, I would just be a little cautious about even trusting him any further than that. You know, people don't change as often as we like to think. That's what I think. That's the misconception. We, you know, people change. People do change. They just don't change as often as we think. You know, like, yeah, people do change. And some things people do are at the root of who they are, like character things. These are not things that people, like choices people make that don't have anything to do with their character. When people are telling you things and it's about their character, like, I'm not mature enough to stick around for a conversation I need to have with you, that's a huge red flag. And I don't know how you convinced yourself that it wouldn't happen to you, but somehow she did, and it happened, and now here she is back on the Queen's Court, looking for love in all the wrong places, if you ask me, because for sure, nobody was about to find love on that stage. Now, let me tell you, I'm going to just go to the first season really quick. I enjoyed the first season. I really got engulfed in the men that they chose. I got engulfed in the ladies and their journey. And I got engulfed in seeing who they was going to pick. I didn't feel that way this season. It started off that way, right? The first maybe two episodes, I think I'm kind of like, okay. But then again, no. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I think I do have a prior episode and we went through this. Lisa Ray, like, she finds out her daughter's ex-boyfriend is there. And so, yeah, I'm kind of thinking, like, what kind of pool are y'all pulling from? Right where her daughter's ex-boyfriend is part of the dating pool for her to pick from. Anyhow, but going back, I was excited about the season starting off. As we get into it, I just really found myself drifting, not really that interested in the episodes at all. Very early on, it became just really clear that these ladies was not here trying to, not for real, they wasn't finna take none of these men home with them and do nothing with them after this show. None of them. Not Lisa Ray, not Kay Michelle, not Delicious. Now, let me tell you what the thing that irritates me the most about Delicious. Because I really could do without seeing her on TV, like, anywhere, in any capacity. So, here's the thing. She's looking for love. She's been hurt by her last relationship, especially the way he just went non-contact, right? That could be hurtful to anybody. I don't care if you're famous, not famous, whatever the case is. People who use communication to punish you, that's abusive. That is abuse. And so it's very hurtful to be on the other end of that. So I have a heart for her and her situation. Here's what confuses me the most with Delicious. And I guess it confuses a lot of people because it seems to be something that she has to battle against. But it's the sexy image and then wanting to be treated like you're not sexy at all. I am so confused with that because nobody, I don't guess. I mean, I'ma just, as my perception, nobody told you to go get, you know, your boobs as high as your chin and out to the doorway, you know? So when you present yourself a particular way, I'm trying to understand, why is it everybody else's problem for what they notice because you present it? Y'all should have seen the sheen where this girl was wearing on this show. And you want somebody to take you serious. This is what, like, cover up so that your boobs are not meeting him in his eye and he can't concentrate on anything else. Cover it up so all he can do is concentrate on what you're giving. Honey, she had on the outfit, one of these outfits she had on was a little two-piece, but it was nothing but dental floss. And then she got this little accent that I don't know where it came from. It's real, I don't even know if it's trying to be country, if it's trying to be French. I'm really thrown off by this accent. And then there's this damsel in distress and this kind of like baby talkish thing that she do. Like, I'm such a delicate little flower. Oh, do you really like me? Are you sure? It's, you know, that little pouty thing. And, oh my God, it is so cringy because I don't understand how a person wants both. I want to be out here and I want my, you know, I want everything but my nipples showing, but I want you to be interested in my brain. Like, girl, who the, you know, like, what kind of games are you playing? I don't understand that, and it's annoying. Like, I am annoyed by that. I'm annoyed by women who act like that. I remember having or knowing ladies or girls when I was younger that, you know, just they wanted attention from the boys, but they wanted to make it seem like they didn't while doing everything in your power to get the attention. Like, girl, if you want some attention, just say so. Like, what are you, like, just say so. And move on with your day. So the same thing with Delicious. It's like she has this sexy image because that is what fuels her. That is what gets her attention. I guess somehow makes her love herself in a way. But it leaves her empty because nobody else is getting to know beyond that. And now you're finding that there's more to it, right? You do want somebody to get to know you, and that may cause you to have to cover up. I feel like that's the thing that people don't want to admit. You can't have it both ways. It's unfortunate, maybe unfair, maybe not right. You know, it can be all of those things. But you can't have it both ways. You cannot have your boobs sitting up, meeting this man before he even gets to see your face, and then tell him to ignore that and pay attention to my brain. No, if I want a man to pay attention to my brain, then I'm going to make sure that's all that you get to see, okay? So that's all your man can be on. And that's the other thing, ladies. Men are so freaking simple. They're simple and they're visual. So if you're putting yourself out there that way, if you're wearing a all sheer outfit that shows all your skin, even though it's sheer and bejeweled, so you think you're being covered up, what do you think this man is looking at? He looking at all the glory, all the shaping, all the body bodying. I mean, yeah, he ain't trying to figure out what your IQ is. Silly. So with that being said, that kind of was her issue coming in the gate. You saying one thing out your mouth, but you're presenting yourself a whole different way. And let me just tell you, the person she ended up picking, it was just like the Nivea. Now that's what I came from last season with Nivea. Nivea just really went into that situation. And you could tell it was the same type of dating and energy she gave regularly. Like, she didn't really change up how she was being approached or how she approached the situation. So she ended up, you know, with a physical relationship. And that's the same with Delicious. Like, the relationship she in, that man is only after the physical. And I mean, and that's another thing you should be worried about. Like, that is your persona, is this sex pot. And so you should have, I think it just would have served her better had she presented herself the way she wanted to be seen, and not as the sex kitten, sex pot. Because if you're a sex kitten in a sex pot, then that's what you're going to get. And I wish you would just sit down somewhere and accept that. Yeah, move on. Because I'm tired of hearing it. With your boobs looking at me in my face, I can almost see your nipple. And you crying, talking about you want somebody to take you serious. If you don't get out of my face, if you don't get out of all of our face, if you don't get off my TV, girl, playing with me and these good folks like that, knowing doggone well you just looking for somebody to ring your bell. And that was the first thing out her mouth. She had something slick to say. If you do something to my head, then I'll do something really nice to your head. It's in her confessional. I'm talking about, oh my God, that was so bad. That was so bad. Like, stop it. You sound like a phone sex operator when you talk. And you know it. Because you do it on purpose. That is not cute. Like, who told the people that stuff is cute? That is not cute. It is so unattractive. It is so, like, it screams low self-esteem. It screams, like, I really wish I loved myself more. It really screams that. And I'm really sad when I see it. Like, God, dang, that sucks. That's how I be feeling. And I feel that way about her now. Like, that really just sucks that you just kind of stuck in this place, it seemed like. Because I don't know how she gonna get her, how she's gonna separate it. Because if you, like if you don't, if you can't figure out that for you to be taken a particular way, you have to present yourself a different way, then you're not gonna get the lesson you're trying to get, honey. Yeah, you're gonna keep bumping your head. And so I'm interested. I guess they're gonna wait until the 10 episodes on Bravo air. So I guess we got a whole nother 2 months before we even find out if the person that she picked, if they even together. I'm gonna tell you ahead of time that they not. I'm gonna tell you ahead of time that it didn't work out. They went upstairs, probably banged it up a little bit, and it probably didn't last 2 weeks after they stopped filming. That's what I'm giving it. I don't know. I seem to think I might be a little bit psychic. I'm probably not wrong about that. Okay, we're going to move on to K-Michelle. K-Michelle was just there. It's funny about K-Michelle. I think K-Michelle won't love, but I think she's been through a lot. And it's gonna be a lot for her to, come out of her own survival. And I feel like I can make that adjustment because I feel kindred to that type of feeling. When you've been betrayed, and not just, it doesn't have to be just the romantic relationships. It can be other relationships that have caused betrayal. But what happens sometimes with this protection, when you have to protect yourself, is that now you kind of don't know who you can trust generally, whether that's romantic, friend, business. And so you become guarded in all areas. And that's a part of that's the part of the protection. It's hard to know how to let that go if there's not been anybody that's been able to protect you so that you haven't had to be that person. I think that's what I see in K-Michelle. And she picked a nice guy. What was his name? Ben. So her final pick, she ended up not choosing anyone, okay, as her final pick. However, throughout the process, she dated Ben pretty regularly. He kind of, I think, was there from the beginning, made it through all the different eliminations and everything. He was really nice and sweet. Seems like more of their not being able to get together was more so about where he was in life and where she is in life. Now, K-Michelle is still running around telling anybody who will listen how she want to have kids. Now, I think her son, her biological son, is probably an adult now. And that doesn't mean that she doesn't want more kids or can't have more kids if that's what her heart desires. However, I think that people, what's the saying? Don't cut your nose to spite your face. You know, it's kind of like she created these obstacles in an age range that shouldn't exist. So you meet this nice guy, y'all kind of in the same spaces at the same time, right? Where you can kind of feed a relationship and actually give it time to see where it's going to go. And here you are focused on, you know, the fact you want to adopt more kids and things. And it's like, girl, you know, like, not saying, okay, like I say, if you want to adopt more kids, you want to adopt more kids. That's important. You need to talk to somebody about it. But it just feels like you just created an obstacle with somebody and you didn't really need that obstacle, you know. So she didn't pick anybody in the end. So, and when that happens, it seems like everything that you're watching is all for nothing. That's why I want my time back. Moving on to Issa Rae. Now, Lisa Rae was interesting to watch. Because one thing I say about Lisa Rae, honey, she don't seem to change. She is who she is. And I like that. I like that about her, okay? That's the, I feel like that is that, like, Chi-Town something, right? But I like that about her. However, she ends up choosing nothing. And, baby, when she goes to give her speech at the end, I was waiting on the damn Academy Award people to come out and give her a doggone Emmy Award or something, because Lisa Rae, girl, you ain't did that good of acting on the doggone Pan gigs you didn't hear. Now, what's going on here? Now, we know Lisa Rae has. She just recently lost her mom. It's been some months now. Maybe it might be over a year in real time as you're listening to this podcast. It's probably over a year now. But it's very fresh, at least on that show while they're filming. I think she was probably 6 months out from her mom passing. And so that was something that was really still fresh for her. And so that was kind of a lot of her reasoning for not choosing someone. It's just that she's still in mourning. She needed to really need to get back to herself, love on herself, and then be able to, you know, love someone else. I just wish it didn't take 10 episodes to get to that. I just wish she would have known that beforehand. And she met some really nice guys, too. But, you know, it is what it is. I think Lisa Rae is stuck in her own ways, much like a lot of us are. And when you stuck in your own ways, it's hard to stop that and then make room for someone else to come in and you know, kind of take charge or, you know, have a hand in it. But again, wasting my time. If anybody, and I was disappointed because I did expect Lisa Rae to choose someone. I had an expectation that she had been taking this process serious and that she was really going to do it. But Lord, honey, too. I guess that's why they don't pay me for thinking is what they say, huh? Because I'd have been broke as hell because she sure didn't pick nobody. And I want my 10 hours back. So at the end of the day, nobody got anywhere. As soon as London picked London, the way London picks her person is by telling him how she want to do this and do that. Again, girl, like, you lead with sex. It's just like I tell women when you date men. Men that lead with their money are controlling. That's why they're leading you with their money. They're trying to see if that is what's going to make you jump. Same with leading with sex. Like, cut it out. You don't want to be a sex figure? Stop being a sex figure. Like, stop it. I don't know one person who just has no choice but to be that. Like, no, you do. And I ain't trying to listen to you cry about don't nobody pay you attention, this, that, and the third. If you not making efforts to present yourself, like, the way you present yourself does have an effect on how you're received. You need to just, we all need to accept that. And let that sink in. And go ahead with our days as far as that concerns. I'm all over the place because I actually watched Queen Court. So this is even recording this podcast, I'm about a week and a half from watching the show. So it's not really as fresh as it was when I first watched it, or else I'd give you some more some more details about some of the episodes. But like I said, at the end, when did nobody really choose nobody and Delicious just chose to get banged, I mean, I didn't really, I think I threw all the others, everything that happened, I threw it out of my mind because none of it meant anything. None of it meant anything. So here's how I feel. Will Packer, I mean, big ups. You gave us a dating show. It was different. The first season was cute or whatever. But don't come back with no more of this. Don't come back with no more. Keep it away from me. and the rest of us. Okay? We don't want no more of this. All right. That's all. Listen, y'all can continue this conversation over on IG, Who Asked For This Podcast, or you can go over to my YouTube. That's BJ Beauty TV over on YouTube. I'm done with this Queen's Court now. I told y'all. The only spoiler was that they didn't choose nobody. And I'm not getting into, I ain't even got the patience to go and try to filter through episode. I wish I would. Not when didn't none of them choose nobody. I wish I would. And Mr. Will Packer, keep the rest of them queens to yourself. Because ain't nobody got time for this. Getting my hopes up and then you turn around and don't choose nobody. Or then you pick some sex kid and sex pot who come in there talking about she want to change. And then you, all you looking for is the biggest eggplant. The biggest tool. That's a good one. The biggest tool. Okay, because he was a tool too. Anyway, y'all, hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe. Go over to IG, Who Asked For This Podcast. Follow me so you can get updated with more episodes. And until next time, have a great day.